Welcome to our weekly energy update with Investec Head of Commodities, Callum McPherson. Good morning, Callum.
Good morning.
Brent traded under $100 per barrel last week for the first time since April. What was behind this move?
Well, the market remains concerned about affordability of oil at relatively high oil prices, in view of the danger of an economic slowdown around the corner. And really, that worry has been pushing up against certain technical levels, particularly around $110 per barrel, where we have had a significant support. And really, as the market broke through that level, it was able to develop quite a lot of downside momentum. And as you say, as a consequence, was able to trade under $100 per barrel.
Is COVID playing a part again?
Well, certainly COVID numbers are going up in many parts of the world, but that's not necessarily seen as a problem. In many places, we've just learned to live with this thing. But of course, in China, it's still a very different story. The zero tolerance approach prevails, and now the BA5 subvariant of Omicron has been detected there. Now, of course, the COVID was a big challenge for the oil market in the last few months. It created a lot of worries about demand where these lockdowns in Shanghai were concerned. We then had a break of some weeks after that those lockdowns ended, and the market recovered quite strongly. So if we're going to go back to that sort of situation again, then clearly that's an additional danger for oil markets coming on top of the worries about economic slowdown that we've just talked about.
And how are things looking on the supply side?
For a start, we still have a shortage of crude, or the outlook is very tight in the crude market, and that's going to be exacerbated as the EU aims to shift away from Russian imports into the end of this year. But on top of that, we have the constraints in refinery capacity. A lot of capacity that was shut down over COVID has not come back on stream again. And on top of that, we have issues for the Russian refinery sector, which, of course, is under pressure from Western sanctions. And the other sort of issue there is this rerouting of trade flows. So Russian crude is now going to Asian refineries that aren't necessarily that well set up to deal with it because it's not wanted in Europe. And so this is something else for the refinery industry to contend with. So all of this tends to put pressure on the spread, the premium of refined products over Brent.
So how much further can the market fall?
Well, last week, Brent really got down to the bottom of the post-Ukraine war low. Essentially, the market has been trading in a range of just below 100 up to about $125 per barrel during most of the time since the war started. So we're not out of that range yet, but clearly we've come close to the bottom of it. Below there, we have the 200-day moving average, which is around $96 per barrel. So I think if we do go through that, that's another major development on the downside. And then really the next key support would be trend line support, which comes up from the lows of COVID in 2020 in April of that year. And that trend line comes up and currently sits around $85 per barrel. Now, people have been talking about Brent going even lower than that, maybe $65 a barrel, and that would be the low from December last year. You can see how that level looks from a technical point of view, but it's questionable, I think, how sustainable that sort of level is, given the supply side problems that the market does face.
Thank you, Callum. We'll chat again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Investec's Weekly Energy Update with Callum McPherson. If you'd like to discuss any of the contents of the podcast, drop Callum an email on callum.mcpherson@investec.co.uk or visit investec.com/commodities. Until next time, thank you.